Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Find Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so grateful that you are here. For those of you who are new here, I'm a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. And Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. And our mission is to help you make peace with food and your body. And again, if you're new here, welcome. If you've been here a million times before, welcome back. Again, we are very, very grateful that you are here, and we are grateful most for the virtual connection that the internet and podcasting provides, because we've been able to service people from Egypt to Spain to UK, New Zealand, and of course, Canada, US, all over. But virtual connection is really made this possible for us. So I'm super excited because we have the Find Food Freedom Summer Series that we are doing. And we thought, what a better way to celebrate the summer months than to feature the most downloaded episodes of the Find Food Freedom podcast ever. And some of these episodes have like 6 times the downloads of what we usually get. And it makes sense when I looked at the episodes that really stood out. And, you know, as someone who listens to many podcasts, I think about how when I have a favorite podcast, I don't really go deep into the archives and listen to every single episode that this creator or person has, you know, recorded. And so I thought kind of the same thing for our listeners and for you is like, well, if you're new here, right? Or if you've just started listening, you know, recently, some of our, I don't want to say best episodes, because I think every episode is going to resonate differently with different people, but some of our most listened to or most downloaded episodes were a while back. And I want people to be able to see them and hear them and listen to them and utilize them. And, you know, thinking about how the summer months can be so triggering, honestly, it's very similar to that new year, new you bullshit we hear in January. Summer messaging we often see in the media talks about, you know, fitting into our bikini or getting bikini body ready, or I forget the company that put the ad out for the short shorts this year, but the comment section was hilarious of people being like, what? This ad just totally missed the mark. Anyways, I digress. What I'm trying to say is summer can come, you know, bring up a lot of super triggering messaging around diet culture. And so I wanted to really create this safe space on the Find Food Freedom podcast during the summer months to really dig into body image support and how to feel comfortable in your bathing suit and to talk about if you're gaining weight and comparing yourself to others, or if you're experiencing grief in your body, or just all of these really, really, really nuanced topics. So I'm excited. I'm so excited for this Find Food Freedom summer series on the podcast. Now, when you're listening to these podcast episodes in the coming weeks, if you find that you resonate so deeply and you're like, I need more support, like this podcast is great, it's helping me, I'm resonating with it, but I need more support, I am so thrilled to be able to say that our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors takes health insurance. Most people have no idea that they get coverage or have coverage with their health insurance to meet with a registered dietitian, specifically one on our team. So if you're looking for that support from an intuitive eating, health at every size, weight inclusive lens, you might have full coverage with our team, $0 copay. That means free one-on-one individualized support. And so I would truly say that the majority of people that work with our team had no idea they had this coverage until they got their benefits checked. And so we have such a seamless process for you to check your benefits. So you can go, there's many places you can go. You can go to Instagram where you can, if you're not already following, we would love for you to follow along. And that's find.food.freedom on Instagram. You can click the link in the show notes below, or you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your benefits. It's a very simple process where you're going to plug in your state that you live in, what insurance provider and plan you have, and we'll know pretty quickly if we accept your insurance. If we do, you're actually going to be able to book with a provider on the spot. Like a scheduler system comes up. You will see our 13 different providers. You'll be able to read their bios, see what they specialize in, see who you would connect with the most, and book your session there. And if you don't get to the scheduling page and you're like, wait, I don't see it, it doesn't mean we don't accept your insurance. It just means it's not an initial match and we might need a little bit more information just based on your plan and the coverage that you have. So again, you can click the link in the show notes or go to findfoodfreedomresources.com to check your insurance benefits and get the support that you so deeply want and need. And again, might have for free. I can't stress this enough. Like, this has been such a privilege and an honor to be able to offer this type of care and make it accessible to the masses and just all the lives that we've gotten to touch. And our providers are so incredible. So please, 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 you have nothing to lose. Go get those insurance benefits checked. And I'm just so grateful that you're here for the Find Food Freedom Summer Series. And let's get into it. One of the most popular, most downloaded episodes in Find Food Freedom podcast history. Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. And this is our first episode from a different corner in my office. How exciting. It might not be exciting for you, especially if you're just listening to this, but for me, it's exciting because I get to sit on a comfortable couch and just feel different energy. I don't know. At least that's what I'm telling myself. But what we're going to get into today is a really exciting, different episode. So let me cue up what the episode's going to be. And then we're also going to start with a Find Food Freedom glimmer or win, if you will. Every episode, I want to start with just an amazing DM that I've gotten recently. We get hundreds of DMs of people thanking us for our page, for our content, for our dietitians and our team. And so I just want to share that love. And excuse me, I am burping because I have a seltzer. And so you're just going to get all the ASMR today. So we'll get into the glimmer and the win in a second, but I want to pull up the story that I did. Here it is. So I put up a story box on Instagram, and that's where I get a lot of the inspiration behind these episodes. And the other day I asked, can you just share your biggest food, body image, movement obstacle? And we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of responses. And I'll kind of switch up how I word the question box sometimes. And I find that it really depends how I word it. Like sometimes if I say like, share an obstacle, there's not a lot of engagement. But for whatever reason, just saying it this way, I had tons of people respond. And then I asked a question, would you like to see a rapid fire on the podcast of me giving, I can only give 1 to 3 tips on how to overcome the obstacle. So basically read the person's obstacle, and it has to be in my head, like 1 to 3 tips was like 1 to 3 sentences, and only because we had so many people write in. And we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes saying, yes, that would be cool and fun. So I want to try it. I have a feeling that I'm going to be really bad at it, in the sense of I'm not going to be able to stop talking because I'm going to want to give like 500 steps for one obstacle. But my hope is that hearing the beginning steps, the starter steps, if you will, for some of these obstacles can be the most helpful, because I think sometimes that's all it takes. It's like that first baby step to get started. So let's go to the, I can't decide if I want to call it forever, like the Fine Food Freedom glimmer of the week, because I feel like glimmer is like really in right now. People are really using glimmers like opposite of triggers. So I think I kind of like glimmer of the week. But okay, so I got to open up my screenshots here. I have way too many screenshots. I don't know if you've ever done that. If you go to your iPhone and open up the screenshot album, so Apple saves all of your screenshots. I screenshot way too many things. Okay, but this is what I did, is I just clicked the most recent DM, like it was clearly a DM, and that's what I want to read to open up this episode as the Fine Food Freedom Glimmer of the Week. Now, I want to preface before I share this is I was almost hesitant when I read this one, and we'll explain why after. I do want to put a little trigger warning that it does talk about weight loss, but I did want to say it and read it and talk about it because I think it can be helpful for people to understand or nuanced. Okay, here we go. I'll stop talking and just read it. Hello. I just want to say that ever since I found your page and applied your advice in my life, I've remained the same weight for the last 8 months. For the first time in my life, I'm not constantly gaining, losing weight month after month. And for the first time in my life, I'm eating whatever I want. Thank you for the work that you do. It is so important. After being raised by an almond mom, I'm now learning a new way to raise my future children. I also love your podcast so much. Thank you. All right. So why I wanted to pull that one, first of all, to this person, thank you so much. And I screenshotted it without the person's name. So usually I would shout out the person's name. I apologize. I don't have your name because I guess I like, you know how you can crop a screenshot? I cropped it too small. So thank you to this amazing anonymous person for your DM. And thank you for being a listener of the podcast. But what I wanted to say is that this person's message really plays on this idea of our weight stabilizing when we do intuitive eating. And this is something I should probably do an entire podcast episode about. Noted. We'll go back to it. But the intention of intuitive eating is not intentional weight loss, right? We know that that's not the purpose. That's not the mission. That is not the intention. It's not a marker of success. And we know through research that those who embark on an intuitive eating journey, we see weight stabilization. So, and this makes sense, right? Because if we've yo-yo dieted our entire lives or for a really long time, yo-yo dieting causes those weight changes, right? The up and down and up and down. And so when we get to a place of we're not going through periods of restriction, binging, we see weight stabilization with intuitive eating. We see like a neutral range kind of hit where you're not seeing major body changes over and over and over. And so I thought, you know, I don't get a lot of DMs like that one. And I thought that would be a good one to pull out and talk about. And if you want to see more like on that subject, we do have previous episodes of how to find my set point weight. What is set point weight? So if you scroll back not even a few months, you can get to set point weight. So that's a little different than what we're talking about right now. But I can also do, if we give a high enough request for it, I can put up an Instagram poll. If you want to see more on the research behind weight stabilization, that's something that we could always pull out as well. All right. So let me take a sip before we get started with this rapid fire, because I have done rapid fire on other people's podcasts. When I was on We Met at Acme with Lindsay, we did a rapid fire at the end, and all of a sudden I was like so nervous, like the whole podcast I was fine. And then the rapid fire just gets me so nervous. So I don't know why I'm voluntarily doing this, because here we are. And I have not read these. I will say I screenshotted them and there were hundreds. And so I screenshotted as many as I could. And then I was like, all right, this is like 4 pages worth. That should be enough for an episode, because I know that I'm not going to be able to keep it to the 1 to 3 points, but I'm going to try so hard. Okay. So to recap, I asked our community, what are your biggest food, body image, and movement related obstacles that you are currently going through right now in your intuitive eating journey? Send them to me. And now I said, I'm going to read the obstacle. And again, I don't get a lot of context with a Q&A box, but that's okay. So I'm going to read it. And then I'm going to give 1 to 3 tips on how to start going through this obstacle, right? I'm going to pretend for each person that I'm sitting in a Zoom room with you. I'm staring at your face and I would be counseling you. And in my head, these are the things that would come up for me. Now, I also want to put a disclaimer that everything that I say right here is by no means a substitute for professional counseling. This is educational, informational, opinion only. You have to also recognize that, like I just said, I have zero context. I have no idea who's sitting behind this message. I don't know their medical care, their environment, their socioeconomic status. There are so many things I don't know about this person. So I'm just going to read these and respond as best I can. Okay. Here we go. First one out of the gate. Should movement/exercise be cut out at the beginning of learning intuitive eating? Ooh, that is a good one. So 1 to 3 tips. I got to keep it short. If I were to rapid fire answer this, this could be a very nuanced answer because everybody's relationship with movement is different. If you are someone who is an extreme over-exerciser, feels like you need to punish yourself if you miss a workout, you feel like you're a bad person if you don't wear your Apple Watch, you feel like you're a terrible person if you don't hit 10,000 steps a day. So if you are an extreme addictive over-exerciser, yes, I think cutting down on movement in the beginning of your intuitive eating journey is very, very helpful. There's going to be others on intuitive eating journeys that don't do any movement, have a very sedentary lifestyle, and their goals are going to be finding movement that they enjoy. So their counseling, their goals that we look at would maybe to be what are forms of movement that bring a smile to your face or that pique any interest. So I'm not going to tell somebody like that to run away from movement, right? And to close down all movement if they haven't been moving for a really long time. And if one of their goals is, I want to move more. That was like the quickest I could answer that. I don't know if that counted, but we're gonna go with it. All right. Constant indulging / overeating. This is this person's words, new to intuitive eating. Would love to know if this is normal, expected. Yes, 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 yes. This is an amazing question for somebody who's new to intuitive eating, the way they phrased it. I think knowing expectations for an intuitive eating journey is a huge way to set you up to feel more comfortable. And I think this is where when you get an intuitive eating counselor to help you on your journey, you're going to feel so much more comfortable because they can walk through this with you. But we have a blog on our site. If you just look up stages of intuitive eating, find food freedom, stages of intuitive eating, find food freedom, we have all of the evidence-based stages laid out. And I think this is really helpful to read through so you know what to expect. This doesn't mean that your intuitive eating journey is going to be like steps 1 through 10, boom, done, but it's going to be helpful. Last thing I want to say is, if you have been restricting cake, pizza, cookies, ice cream, you name it, like all of the foods that diet culture tells you are air quotes bad, when you start intuitive eating, we call it the honeymoon phase, the celebratory binge phase. You're going to have a phase of eating more of these foods. And that is completely normal. And it will not be this way forever. So again, I'm not staying in this 1 to 3 tips rule that I set for myself, but I feel like I'm answering these pretty fast. And like, we're going right to the next one. Okay. Changes in my schedule are leaving me anxious and craving more control with food. And they wrote, diagnosed with anorexia. So this is such, I don't know if it's really necessarily a question, more so like, they're just saying this, it's an obstacle, right? What am I saying? This wasn't a question. This is obstacles. This is totally normal. Like, I just want to normalize this, especially with when we think about food, restriction or binging is usually a type of coping mechanism. So when the world is out of control, which we live in a crazy fucking world right now, but even like if we take it less broad and go like in your own bubble, right? Like your schedule, your job, your relationships, your day to day. When that is out of control, when there's things out of your control that you just simply, which this happens to everybody, right? It is normal to say, okay, what can I control? And I'll use myself as an example. When I get really stressed or when things are out of my control, I rage clean. This house is going to be the cleanest thing that you've ever seen because I just start scrubbing and cleaning. And so for those who turn to restriction when the world is out of control, to that I say, it has served a purpose for you. It has given you a false sense of control. It is not an act of self-care. It can be harmful, but let's not beat ourselves up when we find ourselves going back to that coping mechanism, but give yourself grace and have the fact that you have awareness that you're struggling with this is huge. And then making sure that you have the support system that you want and need during this time. So again, way more than 1 to 3 tips, but here we go. Okay. Wanting to move my body, but worried it's giving into my ED. Yes, I am getting professional help. So first of all, if you have a professional support team, bring this to them. Thank you for putting it in my, obstacle box here. But I did a post on this not too long ago where I talked about the intentions behind behaviors. So only you know what your intentions are. So for some people, they move their body with the intention of shrinking their body, burning calories, getting smaller. They want to change their body. And that is the only intention. For others, they move their bodies because it feels pleasant physically, mentally, emotionally. It feels good. It brings them joy. They do it as a sense of community with other people, right? Those intentions are very different. Only you know your intention. And I want to validate that if you are going through recovery, if you start to do something that once had a diet culture intention, right, to shrink your body, but now you're doing that same thing, so moving your body, right? But the intention is different. It is normal for your body and your brain to still send off like those alarms of, oh, something's wrong here, right? Like red flag, like, but that's only because the behavior is the same. If the intention is different, then that is what is most important. And again, only you know that intention. These are great obstacles. You guys are so amazing. Okay. I can't stop looking at other bodies and being sad that I'm not that small or happy that I'm not that big. So I just did a huge question box on Instagram a few weeks ago about comparing ourselves to other bodies. And first of all, I want to say that this person is so brave and courageous to state this obstacle, to type it out, to submit it to somebody else to read it, to see it, because I think there can be a lot of shame in comparing ourselves to other people, which there shouldn't be at all. All this is a couple different things. One, it's safe to say that this person wants their body to be different, right? So there are some body image struggles present. And two, this brushes on looking at fat phobia, right? The fear of being fat, saying, I'm glad I'm not looking like this, or I'm happy that I'm this. That is where we have to get curious about what are our beliefs about bodies. And fat phobia and unlearning fat phobia and recognizing and bringing awareness to our bias that we hold about bodies is an integral part of intuitive eating. I find that a lot of people don't recognize that, and they start their intuitive eating journey thinking that it's just going to be about food and I'm just going to eat a cookie and be happy and it's going to be great. And don't get me wrong, you remove the guilt and shame from food. That is a wonderful part of the intuitive eating journey. But you cannot continue on an intuitive eating journey and truly like just be all encompassed in it without unlearning fat phobia and challenging your belief systems around bodies. So to this person, that was a very long-winded start. But my one piece of advice I would give to you and anybody struggling with the comparison of bodies to other people, follow Vinnie Wellsby at fierce.fatty on Instagram. They are an amazing weight bias consultant, speaker, TEDx speaker. We've hired Vinnie to do some work with our team. They are amazing. So again, that is Vinnie Wellsby at Fierce Fatty on Instagram, and they will be able to help you start unpacking and unlearning the internalized fat phobia that exists. And it truly exists in all of us if you've been a part of diet culture, which we all have. So there's no guilt or shame that needs to be felt, just something to bring awareness to. All right. I gained a lot of weight this summer. I need to go on a diet. Oh, my heart breaks when I read this one out loud, because it's clear that this one, right, this comment when I read this is they're not on an intuitive eating journey, right? They may not even know what intuitive eating is if they're saying a comment like this. But to this person, I just want to say, give yourself grace and get curious. Ask yourself, what happened this summer? if we're saying that there were large body changes, and you could do, anyone can do this. If your body goes through periods of very extreme change, first of all, it's important to normalize that bodies are going to change. They're going to change throughout our entire lives. And there is nothing wrong with that. They're meant to be fluid. They're meant to ebb and flow, and they're going to continue to change. And we see when someone's body goes through a change, it can be for many different reasons. If it's, again, a very extreme change, looking at illness, medical conditions, stress, right? Hormonal changes, of course, pregnancy, postpartum, yo-yo dieting and weight cycling is one of the largest predictors. So when we're working with a client as an intuitive eating professional, we are not shaming anybody for any changes, and we are not ignoring these changes. I think that's something I really want to bring to this episode and bring to this space is, I think there's this big myth that an intuitive eating dietitian and counselor won't talk about weight because intuitive eating isn't about weight, intentional weight loss, right? And I'm here to say that when a client comes to us at Find Food Freedom, or, you know, to a counselor who is certified, we're here to listen and say, like, what are you struggling with? Like, what's going on? And I will never shame someone if they come to me and say, I've gained a lot of weight, I need to lose weight. I'm not going to say you can't talk about that. I'm going to say, tell me more. Let me create a safe space for you to talk about this and what you really need right now. And so that's the first thing that comes to mind for me for that one. Next one, someone wrote, my biggest obstacle is seeing photos of myself. Now, again, I have no context. This could be seeing old photos that are smaller versions of you. This could be seeing photos like you take a photo and then someone turns it around and then you see it and you feel like that can't be me in this body. We just did last month for our Find Food Freedom membership, we did a full masterclass on how to stop comparing yourself to the younger, smaller you. And we did a whole exercise, like it was an hour long, like journaling prompt of how to go through this. So if you're someone who's struggling with this, I really want to encourage you to come join our membership, where you can not only get access to that, but 70 additional masterclasses of different topics, join a community, get live support. But the first thing, so that's where my head went, is like, I have a perfect resource for you in our membership. But secondly, if it's like, okay, if I'm responding to this person in person, I would say, I want you to think of a loved one who would come to you and say this exact thing. And they said, okay, I'm struggling to see photos of myself. What would you say to them? How would you respond to them? Would you respond to them with empathy and compassion? Or would you, like, how would you respond to them? And that's going to be different for everyone, but I want to leave it at that. And I think that could be a great journaling prompt. That could be a great exercise. If you're alone, you can kind of talk that out loud. That could be a great one as well. All right. Last one on this page. Okay. So I have like six other pages. I think this is going to be a series because this is quite the episode. This is quite a long episode. Okay. This one says, I'm struggling with the fact that my body is a good body with extra weight from hypothyroidism and ED recovery. Oh, it's been so hard. So they're saying they're struggling with the fact that their body has gained weight due to a medical condition, recovering from eating disorder. It is so hard. I want to validate this, that when we live in a world where thinness is praised and thinness is glorified, and there is such thing as thin privilege, where people that reside in thin bodies get more praise. I talk about my thin privilege all the time on online where, you know, I can talk about intuitive eating and I can talk about certain things because I reside in a thin, straight sized body. So people hear my message and they're like, yeah, food freedom. And then I have colleagues that reside in marginalized bodies that will say the exact same thing as me. And they're told that they're making the country unhealthy and they're a terrible person. And so we know that privilege exists for the size of somebody's body. And so that can make it really difficult. And I think it comes, this obstacle, it comes back to your core beliefs about bodies, not only your own body, but bodies in general. And also recognizing that you are more than your body. So if we're struggling with our body changing, recognizing what characteristics and what things do we love so deeply about our loved ones, right? So think of like that loved one in your head that you love so much. So I want you to think of that person. I want you to think of those characteristics. And then I want you to do the same for yourself. What are things that your friends, that your family members are like, oh my God, I love them because they're funny and they light up a room and I can trust them. Those are the characteristics we need to be centering. So my head goes there. And then I want to like, one more thing is like, if you are feeling physical discomfort or pain or anything due to your body changing, recognizing that your pain or your discomfort is valid. And we need to find clothes that fit our body comfortably. And if we are experiencing physical pain, can we do something from a pain management perspective? Can we go to an acupuncturist? Can we go to a physical therapist? Can we go to a chiropractor? Can we seek massage, right? Like, are there things, stretching, right? For flexibility, range of motion. So are there things that we can do that are going to make us feel comfortable in the current body? Okay. I just gave way more than 1 to 3 tips for those 8 rapid fires. But now this has got me wanting to do a series. I think we found the next series. So that was round one. We have a lot more rounds. And I have a feeling that this will go well because we had hundreds and hundreds of responses. So if you're listening to this right now, know that if you come over to our Instagram at find.food.freedom, chances are you will find a question box at some time, some point, asking you to share your obstacle so I can answer it on here in rapid fire as well. I also want to encourage you that our DM is always open. So DM if you have a Find Food Freedom win or glimmer of the week and you want to share it with us. We would love to hear it. We would love to read it. And I promise you next time I will give you a first name shout out because unfortunately my screenshot was cut off this time. So I want to wrap this episode with, if you felt like, wow, okay, I needed to hear those things. Those were really helpful tips. I know it was extremely short-lived because we were rapid firing today, but I really, really want to encourage you to reach out for more help, whether it's our team of intuitive eating counselors that can support you. There are thousands of other amazing professionals doing the same thing that I do. So you can find somebody that you feel comfortable with. So at Find Food Freedom, if you're looking for more support, you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com. And over there, you're going to see all things Find Food Freedom. We have free masterclasses going on most months. So sign up for the free masterclass if you haven't done that. We have our monthly membership, which is only $27 a month. That gets you 2 live check-in calls, access to our paid masterclass every month, a private community online, as well as access to 70 plus recorded masterclasses, resources with every possible resource you could ever imagine. We have ones in there of the truth behind weight and health, how to build a better body image, how to navigate fat phobic loved ones during the holidays, which is a great one to have in your back pocket for the months to come. just so we have a masterclass on every single intuitive eating principle. Everything and anything you have questions about, there is a resource for. So again, that is only $27 a month. That is our lowest cost support for the highest value. And there's zero cancellation fees. So if you go through 1 month with us and you're like, I'm good, I got everything I need, or I want to go off on my own, you can cancel, no questions asked, and go your merry way. So we also have one-on-one counseling. We have group counseling. We have so many resources. So between free all the way up through full 24/7 support with an individual counselor, please, please, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Take what serves you, leave the rest behind. If you're like, you know what? I don't want any of this. That's okay. Then I'm just happy you're here with me today. So thank you so much. Looks like we're coming back next week for round two of Rapid Fire, because your girl needed a little extra time. What can I say? Thanks for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.